Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome! This is the last incarnation of this incarnation. Wait, pause that, reverse it, whatever. A PWTR, hashtag PWTR. I am PWTR Justin, the first co-host that beat Manny onto the show. That was me. That's pretty me. But speaking of that, Manny, you're here. How are you doing, Manny? Million Dollar Manny.
How could I say goodbye to what we had?
That's all you're getting.
That's all you're getting. You have to pay an extra dollar for the rest of it.
You want any more, you got to pay.
All right, and we're also joined with David, who's still in some type of way, right?
Hey, I was playing Pokemon Go, and it said there was in here in a Pokestop, so that's the only reason why I'm here.
No, I'm just messing with you.
I gotta be trying to catch.
Somebody said if I walk around in circles 14 times, I'll catch a Mewtwo. And I also have to spell out unknown. I have to spell out Mewtwo's name with the unknown letters.
Y'all remember that? Remember that rumor? Damn you. All the girls just turned off the show now, David, because you went there. They're like, man, Pokemon geeks?
Fuck that. Playing it too. Everybody on my timeline is playing Pokemon.
Dude.
That's everybody in the world is playing Pokemon right now.
Dude, that's nerd shit. Let's talk about wrestling.
That game, right?
Bitch, we nerds.
What an amazing transition. Pokemon, that's for nerds. Let's talk about professional wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, sports entertainment.
Hey, it depends. Hey, same thing, apples and pears. Okay.
I'm sorry. I had to be here for this last episode of PWTR, so pour one out to this wonderful show that gave me so many amazing memories, met so many amazing people on the show. Atulamon, Atumez Ami, Jeff Brazel, Gerard Park. Yeah, I completely messed that up, but that's the reference. So I'm going to do all of my tonight. That's in French for that's basically a song for when somebody dies.
Well, wrestlers are dying left and right.
That's your classic reference, man. Like, ain't got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
This tonight, man. This is for the.
This is it, man. This is the end. The end of the line. But. So yeah.
The way the world ends.
Yeah, this is it. The world stops turning. Except for tomorrow when, you know, things turn still. But, alas, this may be the last episode of PWTR, but this isn't the last week of wrestling. But we still have to talk about things in wrestling world, right?
This is the last time you hear from us.
It's going to be the last time you hear from us. I'm pretty sure we're going to be executed. But, besides that...
Oh, my God.
This is it.
Well, I mean, me and Manny are black, so...
Let's take it there, shall we? Well, let's move on to a happier topic, shall we? What was the first? Okay, yeah, Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose, I mean, okay. Before we get to Dean Ambrose, we guess we should talk about Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins came out and said, yo, I got this stuff on Roman Reigns you need to hear about. I got some dick pics. I mean, this video footage of Roman
what?
Reigns. No, he got this footage of Roman Reigns, the inner spice footage, where he's like, Roman Reigns like, man, I don't care about the fans. I do things. Bad editing stuff. Pretty cheesy heel stuff. Typical WWE sometimes.
So it's better than Edge and Christian's bullshit, to be fair.
Take that, Edge and Christian. I hope we're not going to have another show, so I guess it doesn't matter if we plug you guys. Okay, who else are we going to say fuck you to? Fuck Dolph Ziggler, okay? Make sure we got that out of the way.
Why are you guys still on this guy's balls, man? Leave him alone. That's why y'all always swim from his nuts.
Hey, say y'all, that's Justin, all right? That's Justin.
Y'all swim from this man's nuts like Spider-Man, Jesus.
Dolph Ziggler needs to blow his knee out and go away. But besides that, and you know what? Why we're here, fuck Zack Ryder. Okay, moving on.
That's a low blow, man. He's just trying to reach for his scraps.
I don't care. He needs to be out of the company. But anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Dean Ambrose.
Hey, who was that one guy that couldn't get a call back? That one guy that y'all couldn't reach because he have his phone?
I'm not even going to say his
name. Was it Otunga?
I'm not going to say his name live. Yeah.
Man, no, Tarver. Fuck that dude.
Fuck Michael Tarver.
It's a rough economy, man. Not like he did anything wrong. He lost his job.
You know what? While we're here, we're going to give some shout-outs to. Shout-out to DDP for being on the show before. You know,
word, man. That was like one of the most high times in my life. That was great.
You know, we have to give a shout out to Nick Mundy, David's favorite person, for being on the show.
Yeah, yeah, my favorite person.
Yeah, shout out to Nick Mundy.
Like that, I didn't like Iron Man 3 and he blocked me for it.
No, yo, shout out to Chris Masters.
Chris Masters, what was Rima Fakih from, you know,
Oh, yeah. I almost said somebody completely different.
Andy Levine, we had Luke Robinson, well, his PW Pick Our Live. But we have all these guys. Shout out to these guys for doing the show. Thank you for being a part of this historic branch here. But yeah, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose came out.
I should give a shout out to Lewis, too.
I was going for at the end of the show, but you know, I guess we're just going
to
say, hey,
yo, shout out to Kyler Nuva. Shout out to Kyle 08, whatever his name was.
Ant Mac. No, you know.
Yeah, shout out to the Mad One. Shout out to all the
Von Ellis
Star fans.
Shout out to PWTR Manny for wanting to be on the show. You know.
Yeah. Fuck you, okay?
I mean, I'm just saying, me and David are originals. What are you?
Shout out to Cy Ed and that other guy.
Shout out to Lewis.
Lewis, yeah. Lewis, for sure. And, you know what, shout out to Duke. He couldn't be here this week. Just continue to send him nudes, so I'm sure he'll be happy for you. But, yeah, where were we talking about? Dean Ambrose. God, we have to get back on this. Okay, Dean Ambrose came out after Seth Rollins said some stuff, and Dean Ambrose was like, okay, cool, I could beat you one-on-one, but you know what? I didn't work my ass off to get here just to lose it like easy. I'm not going to. When everyone else leaves, I was the one still here. I put in the work. I'm the workhorse, motherfucker. And Seth Rollins like, okay, well, we're fighting next week. And Dean Ambrose like, all right, bitch, swing first. Okay, we're on to something. And I thought it was a pretty cool promo. Good stand up for Dean Ambrose. Manny, your thoughts?
I mean, start from the Seth Rollins perspective. Obviously, the entire promo itself was great. It was probably the best part. The most interesting part of Raw. Seth Rollins.
Dude, that compound match, though.
Stop it. We're going to get to that bullshit later. Seth Rollins continues to show that he's great on the mic and that he has some flair about his character now and all that stuff. But Dean Ambrose really turned that around on him. And I feel like he did one of the best jobs of promoting his own character and pushing himself and getting himself over that I've seen on the mic in quite some time. And like a lot of what he was saying, like, you know, I've been the backbone of this company. It's just nobody's ever noticed it before. And I'm like, yeah, that's bullshit. But it doesn't feel like bullshit. It definitely feels like Dean Ambrose has been that guy with the way that he said it. That's been that guy that has held the company up and been the person propping it up on his back and everything. And now he's finally recognized for his achievements and his quality of matches and stuff like that in the ring with the title. And the line that he threw out there about Seth Rollins, you should know everything that I've gone through to get here, everything I've gone through to get this title. What do you think that I'm going to be willing to do in order to keep that title? And I'm like, that was the goal right there.
Yeah,
that was summed up his character in the nutshell right there. So I felt like it was overall a great exposure of what Dean Ambrose, the character, is and what he can be in this main event title scene.
And what I really like, I'm going to get to David's thoughts in a second, but I just want to throw this in real quick. What I really like about what Dean Ambrose did here is, like, we're so used to being the comical guys, like, hey, nice scarf, Jericho, and, like, him almost leaving the belt in, like, a taxi cab and stuff like that. But this is when, like, pull a switch, like, you know what, I'm doing all this because it's fun. I earned fun after all I've done, right?
So yeah, like, absolutely.
I dig that. I just dig that, like, he get, like, adds where it makes sense where it's the same character who's, like, oh, it's just like a big switch. It's like, well, this is not Dean Ambrose, but it's just, like, I'm having fun. I'm the champion, so I'm going to do what I do. It's really good for him. So I think that was great character moments. David, what are your thoughts on Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins while we're at it?
I really don't know how to talk about this without getting in trouble.
Get in trouble. This is our last show.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
It's fun getting in trouble. Should I play some copyrighted music over this? You know,
that's well, right.
Dean Ambrose does not strike me as the WWE champion in his current state. And I will say this because, well, I haven't seen much of him, but so, I mean, this is exactly the greatest opinion of all time, but screw you. This is our show, and I'm the one that gets to talk now. So,
oh,
yeah.
Damn, David just turned heel on that show.
What have I not been a heel? I was a terrible baby face. Remember those few weeks where I was trying to be all straight and narrow, and that was boring?
Always yeah, you see Punk Hater days. I remember those.
And the hell with him, too.
Damn. We're right back around. Your thoughts, David. But go on.
Yeah, absolutely. Man. You know, Dean Ambrose really disappointed me with his match this year at WrestleMania. You know, everybody that's had a match with Brock Lesnar basically steals the show. not really sure too much about the one with Triple H. I'm sure there was a couple of lows I didn't like, but I was okay with the one at WrestleMania. No, it wasn't spectacular. But yeah, at WrestleMania, you have to show up. You cannot mess around. It is just, he's never really had a one-on-one match that really impressed me. And it's really, and before everybody comes at me, you got to look at it like this. Roman Reigns, whether you like it or not, has in main events showed that he can hang with people. You can say that he was being carried, or in my opinion, I think that he showed up because, in my opinion, it takes two to tango. But Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins always show up in the big matches. And Dean Ambrose, I can't really tell you a bunch of one-on-one matches that he's had that really impressed me. If you want to be the WWE champion, in my opinion, you'd have to be the best or at least one of the top people in the company at least something. His mic skills are okay, but I feel like he's limited at his gimmick. I feel like his promo work has regressed a little bit from his beginning of the Shield days. I think that Seth Rollins outshined him personally. And I honestly think that he's not very interesting as a person. Who is Dean Ambrose? I'm not saying that he needs to go on some kind of emotional journey. He doesn't have to, you know, become some kind of representation or something. But I don't know what this guy is. They tell me he's crazy, and he honestly doesn't really act that crazy. And, you know, I don't want to compare him to Mad Max because I actually am very entertained by Mad Max. But a lot of people complain about Mad Max's title. They say he's not very angry and he's not really insane. And I kind of feel the way about that way about Dean Ambrose.
He's going to do the thing. Justin, he's going to do the thing.
What?
He done did it.
It wouldn't be if I didn't make some kind of weird reference on the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I don't see why this guy is really crazy. He doesn't really act crazy. He's not, I wouldn't say he's normal, but he's not, you know, all that weird either. He's just kind of there. He's kind of almost a stereotypical wrestler. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm not too much of a fan of him, which is a shame because in the Shield days, I thought he was the best at one point. But, yeah, I think that Seth Rollins, on the other hand, he is brilliant. I don't really know how I feel about him coming back as a heel. I think they missed a big opportunity as him returning as a face. You could have got a, you know, a really good run out of that.
Well,
but
if you listen to Manny, he's not a heel, but
he's not a heel. None of them are heels or faces anymore, David.
They are too. Manny's just high.
Officially
and drunk.
Because if that's the case, then John Cena is the biggest heel in the industry. And they're not going to go with that, so.
No, he isn't.
Now that Vicky, I hear Vicky is back. Is that right?
No, she was there for like a second.
You can tell David hasn't watched the product in a while.
No, he watched the 4th of July. I heard rumors because after Vicky was on, it's like, oh, I could be commissioner.
But I'm saying, like, what he's talking about with Dean Ambrose being boring and not showing his lunatic side and all that shit. Like,
well,
we put that to bed for the most part, right?
Yeah, but I can see where it's coming from. There are murmurs where they're sharing the same opinion as he is. I'm just saying. So I see where it's coming
from. When I say lunatic, I'm not like when throwing food at people and what the thing he did with the hot dog truck. I'm talking about overall, this guy's overall character, what he's been for the past couple of years. He hasn't really shown anything that's too crazy. Mankind, that's a crazy son of a bitch.
Dude, you know, he had an Ambrose Asylum match with Chris Jericho.
Yeah. I mean, another thing, too, like his matches that are supposed to be catered to his gimmick, he doesn't really go all that extreme. Like, I don't really get what's the whole big deal about him.
PG.
Yeah, maybe. I honestly do think he's being constricted because when he was the leader of the Shield, he was really damn good. And it just seems like he just kind of fell off. Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns, they're really shining. Really, honestly, Seth Rollins, he is absolutely fantastic. I can't say enough good things about him. So, you know,
what would a TVY7 WWE look like?
Don't even. They already did it. WWE Saturday Morning Slam.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But Randy Orton does the RKO and they cut to the crowd. They don't even show it.
Depressing. Okay. So that's overall thoughts.
Ain't that a damn shame? That's not even a joke anymore because I used to remember people saying, oh, it's PG now. Next, they're going to be TVY7. And they did it. And we saw what happened.
Honestly, when most people talk shit about WWE and PG, I honestly think they're thinking about TVG half the time. So I feel like, man, you can't do shit. I'm like, PG, you can do a lot of shit. Remember Temple of Doom? That was PG. That was some dark shit.
No, that's PG-13.
No, it's PG, dude. Man got his heart ripped out.
Yeah, that was back in the day, PG.
We can do a lot of PG.
Yeah, Jaws, yeah, Jaws. That's the borderline R-rated. Freaking this guy's guts were showing. But, you know, freaking this episode's of Batman the Animated Series with my balls and
stuff. Honestly, we should have set up at the beginning of this call, a drinking game for the hit all the marks, nostalgic-wise.
It's not PWTR without the FDNY.
Yeah,
thank you. My friends, my fellow firefighter friends. Well, I'm not a firefighter, but thank you for that. I said fellow, right? Why did I say fellow? But
this show is off the damn rails.
I was making a really good point, and I feel like I forgot. There's episodes of freaking kids shows that have more balls than the WWE. I just think it's all down to writing. Like, kids these days watch a lot of crazy stuff, man. Like, they are, like, watching, you know, Keeping Up with the Kardashians and whatnot. I don't think, I know it's not. But the fact that they're trying to, you know, be more kid-friendly, that's not a thing anymore.
I got kids. Like, an 8-year-old that I was talking to that fucking was telling me about the last episode of Empire that they watched. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing watching that?
Watching Empire. They should be like, I'm watching Orange is the New Black. The fuck you are.
Like, man, I'm watching Empire because it's too much for me.
All right. We got to get back to this.
Shoot, right. I don't watch Walking Dead before I sleep. I got to watch it in the morning.
Shit.
Really? Yeah, because I get nightmares.
Hey, you up on that last episode of Game of Thrones, though?
I don't watch Game of Thrones. I cannot watch that with
except wrestling show.
We're getting people, you know, blow. Well, I can't even say that, but people are, you know, reaching the promised land with each other, you know, on that show. I can't watch that with other people in the house.
Maybe it's a little hot and bothered by it.
it ain't me.
Get a little bounce, chicka, wow, wow.
I'm just saying it's pretty awkward when, you know, your father is a preacher and he walks in the room and he sees, you know, an incestuous relationship going on.
Speaking of
incestuous relationship, the Wyatt family had a segment on Raw. We're just going to move on now. And they challenged the New Day last week to, hey, come to the compound, we're going to fight. And, you know, I guess there's some other company that did something similar where guys were fighting out in the wilderness, but I don't know. I guess the WWE's the first to do this. So New Day and Wyatt families fought in this really grindhouse style, really shittily shot shit. And
oh my god, it was so bad.
It was one of the worst things I ever sat through, and it made me sit there. It's not so much that they're ripping off TNA that bothers me, because whatever.
I think they just happened to do them at the same time.
Yeah, it could be ripped off. I don't care. WWE's ripped off things for years. It doesn't really matter. But what bothers me is that they did something worse than TNA.
Yes, much effort to do something worse than TNA.
Yeah,
like, holy
shit.
That
doesn't sit right with me. I don't even like the final deletion, but this was an abomination from hell, okay? Your thoughts. You guys can both talk about this. I'll get in later. Go.
Go ahead, David.
Whoever wants it first.
What I saw was absolutely a travesty. If this is what wrestling is going to be like in the future, then may God have mercy on everybody's soul that works in the business or desires to work in that business, because that is not going to work in the mainstream. It's not going to work. First of all, even Hollywood movies don't cut away that much. I mean, I'm one of them too. I don't like the way that modern movies are edited. I don't like when action is always cutting away and I can't tell what's going on. But it is never as bad as what happened with this segment with the Wyatt family and the New Day. It was absolutely ridiculous. They had this stupid film grain going on that was awful. It looked very cheap for a company that's supposed to be raking in like $600 million a year. It managed to look worse than TNA, who apparently hasn't even paid their staff in months. So, and the funny thing is, you managed to not only rip off TNA, which is hilarious because they say, oh, we don't even know what's going on over there. But you managed to do it worse than TNA. Now, the Final Deletion isn't exactly, you know, the Godfather, but it was nowhere near as bad as the abomination that they actually decided to put on TV, on Raw, on a show that is supposed to be is supposed to have such a huge legacy, one of the best-rated shows on a Monday night. And they came up with something that looked worse than what a 10-year-old could do with a VHS camera. was absolutely terrible. To anybody who actually liked this, what moron would like this? Who is entertained by this kind of stuff? Who?
Okay, I don't have that episode.
You're damn right. I'm just trying my best to do this fan service, man. Like I've made so many references that I'm sure went over everybody's head. I remember a lot more.
What,
but yes,
moron, I'm just waiting for get your monkey ass off the car.
Yeah, man, that was absolutely awful. And the funny thing was, it managed to look really, really hokey. Like, normally when people cut away when somebody's fighting, it's to hide how bad somebody is at fighting. That's why you have all these action scenes with all these horrible cuts. These are supposed to be professional wrestlers, and they managed to make it even look worse. I have no idea how TNA did a better job than WWE. My last point is, they say that WWE doesn't watch TNA. This is not the first time they've ripped them off. It's really telling.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So there was some good here, some bad. Mostly just
shit. There was
shitty.
No good here.
There was some. No.
I will say there was a good thing, but man, you
because
know.
The style that they had, like, okay, take the grainy shit away because the grainy shit was terrible. And that's the whole point
and
of the stuff. I think that, and the jump cuts. I think that WWE, like, studios for once just really fucked up and didn't respect the nature of what they were doing. They just treated it like some cliche
really
grindhouse type thing.
Yeah,
when it could have been really cool. Like, there were some aspects of it that taking it to somewhere that's not the wrestling arena, it forced you to do some different things and have some other opportunities, like Bray Wyatt taking a pickaxe and trying to stab the shit out of Xavier Woods and it getting stuck in the tree, or Bray Wyatt carrying Xavier Woods' seemingly lifeless body, and you know, some of the angles that they had with the way that they did it. Like, if they could have done this correctly, it could have been a really good boost for showing what the Wyatt family was all about. But there was so much wrong with it. Like, for one, they're meeting in a field. Like, what the fuck happened to the compound? Were they supposed to be, like, at the compound?
Yeah,
Justin?
Like, I didn't even think they were going to fight. I thought it was going to be the Wyatt. I'm like, New Day seeing them at the compound. Like, what the ending shot was with all the, like, people in the masks looking at the New Day, I thought that was going to be the segment. I didn't think there was actually going
right.
to be a fight. But, okay, they're outside the compound? Or just, like, New Day's like, you know what, this is good enough for me. And it's like...
Yeah, no, they just met up, like, in some random field, and they had all these cars parked with the headlights going and shit, and it's like, what the fuck am I watching right now? And then to have, fuck, like... Justin, what is New Day's strongest aspect of that team?
The humor, or how they adapt to each day.
How they adapt. So basically, the way that they work on the microphone and the way that they carry a story, right? Why didn't I get any scenes of the New Day like driving to the compound and like regretting their decision, or rearing up
or
for fight or anything
Xavier
like that?
Regret the decision. Have
yeah.
like Kofi and Big E,
or talking at all. You know what I mean?
If they're Well, there's two things. One, they're black, so they're not going to get any attention. And two, for them to have
New Day
that...
all the attention.
No, they appreciate New Day. They're on board with those guys. But...
You think I wasn't going to pull the race card in this last episode?
Well,
yeah. with the film grain stuff, any more of it just wouldn't be any good.
Hey, remember how last week I said it was like if M. Night Shyamalan got a hold of the whatever the fuck feud I was talking about before then. Final deletion. If he got a hold of the Matt Hardy and Edge feud at that time, this was like if Michael Bay got a hold of WWE products. Like, it, all of
hey,
the...
Hey, No.
Because his style. Listen, his style. Michael Bay's style, like, take away the explosions and everything. His style in, like, those first two Transformers movies was shake the camera so nobody could tell what the fuck was going on. But you knew something was going on, so you were, like, excited to find out what
was
going
on
and never found out.
I cannot believe
the first two. The third one was better. The first two was like shitty.
You want to know how fucked up the year 2016 is? I'm defending Michael Bay. I've actually grown to like his stuff now, his material. All right, first Transformers. Yeah, shaky cam. No money with the CGI. That's why you got all that stuff. Shaky cam. Nobody in Hollywood does it as bad as WWE did this past Monday. It is never that bad. Watch Revenge of the Fallen again. It never looks that bad. Secondly. Michael Bay is one of the best directors in Hollywood right now. I'm being serious. Yeah, he is.
Stop it.
I wouldn't say Michael Bay.
Guys,
I think Michael Bay is actually... I'm just going to get into this real quick. I would say Michael Bay did... I don't think it's Michael Bay's style. I think it was like the guy who did the Taken sequels kind of look to him. Michael Bay.
Honestly, like,
yeah.
What's the one with Tyler Perry, Alex Cross?
Yeah.
It was a lot like that, but this was even worse.
I didn't see that. Was that good?
No.
Of course it wasn't, though. No. Tyler Perry is an action hero?
No, it doesn't work.
Could have been good. I mean...
No, man.
I mean, hey.
I look at this... Looking back at the segment, bringing it back to the topic at hand, I just wish it... Like, I didn't much like the fight because it was shot weird, but, man, I love that ending sequence last 15 seconds with just the people looking at the New Day. And it's like, it's creepy. It's good. And I'll give a shout-out to Braun Strowman, too. He's like, you know, a big, burly motherfucker you want to fuck with in the woods. But, so... Like, yeah,
I just wish that WWE overall respected it. You know what I mean?
They half-assed it.
He was talking about being body-shamed on Instagram. Completely.
They put on a bunch of Instagram filters on here.
Yeah. Well...
I mean, I'm being body-shamed. Dude, you're like 6'5 or something, 300 pounds, and you're being offended by being body-shamed? Yeah.
Well,
I saw some kind of post you made.
Talking about being body-shamed? The fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Dude... Braun Strowman. I was giving you credit, but you know what? Go fuck yourself, Braun Strowman. No, okay.
But no, it just seemed like they wanted to throw a bunch of cliche horror type shit.
Yeah, they wanted
in
to
there.
Have a
but
horror
it's...
film look, but they add,
no.
had no horror to it.
They needed to sit down and actually think about what Bray Wyatt, the character, would benefit most from in doing this, as opposed to just trying to slap something together and be like, oh, let's throw these filters on here.
Oh,
we
God.
Can...
You
don't
know,
have to do this.
This was your worst field. You're pretty good at last week. This is No Evil 5. It's just...
It's so shitty. And then the music and everything. It's like, ah. And who the fuck
I
is
really
out there recording this?
I really don't think the WWE knows where to go with Bray Wyatt. What has he done?
Oh, they've been doing better with him.
They've done better with him.
Is he the champion?
Why he got to be the champion?
He doesn't work as a champion.
Yes. He has been here for how many
was
years
John
now?
Was John Morrison the champion?
John Morrison reference. Final episode.
See, why you got to go say stuff like that?
John Morrison
hasn't been
like
in Lucha Underground yet.
why you got to talk like that, man?
Why, John Morrison come back for that WrestleMania paycheck, though.
All I need is
that's
to come
a low
like,
blow.
Like, that's a low blow.
But yeah, man, this dude's got to be a champion. You got to win something. Win something, please. Win the freaking Divas title, for the love
of
God.
It's not Divas title, it's Women's Championship, mind you.
Women's Champion, whatever the hell it's called these days.
But...
That's when the tag team guys in the limit.
I guess the best way to put a cap on this is, like, it was a rare miss from the WWE production team, because usually they're on fire. It's the best part of the show.
They are usually... Yeah, that was
rare
that was
miss.
The most important part of this whole thing.
They're, like, on par with, like, Hollywood productions.
Yeah, and this was just, like, B-class, D-class at its best. It was crazy.
Man.
Like, the Oscars are only just beginning to catch up with the production quality as far as the stage and all that stuff, because those award shows look nothing like that. WWE was always number one when it came to that stuff. They're only just now beginning to look like WWE, so I don't know what the hell happened here.
But as are the days of our lives. Next topic, another big happening on Raw was Vince McMahon.
Hey, just the silent episode.
The episode's going to be the end. We're going to be
the end?
The end.
The final cancellation.
We have to, oh, that's the name. We got it. Final cancellation.
Man, PWTR got canceled. 2016 is a horrible year, man.
Hey, man.
Man, I'm saying.
We all have to, we either adapt or perish, man. So it is what it is. All right.
Crazy.
Another
man.
Happening. Vince McMahon, speaking of firing, Vince McMahon came out. He returned to Raw after, I don't know, a month or two of not being there. And then he's like, hey, I'm going to do what I should have done months ago and make Shane, the commissioner of SmackDown, Steph, the commissioner of Raw. And that was a segment that lasted 20 minutes. Let's talk about it. Manny, your thoughts.
Well, it kind of got me a little bit interested in the brand split because the way that they're playing it is to have the same level of competition that Ted Turner and Vince McMahon had back in the Monday Night Wars or whatever. So, and then by splitting it by on a Monday and a Tuesday, you have your viewership that's able to divide their attention between two days. So, I mean, that's all well and good. I was just a little confused that how are they going to be commissioners and still have general managers there? Like,
I think that's just an excuse for Shane not to have to be on SmackDown every week.
See, and that's whack as shit. That's whack as fuck because they're going to do it like that.
and that kind of upsets me. But I like the competition aspect. I like Vince McMahon coming out and Shane being like, hey, just listen to these fans. And Vince would be like, you know, I've never given a damn about the fans. That's not how you run a business. The fuck is wrong with you? You know, I mean, the promo altogether is fine.
Sure, he's making $500, $600 million a year.
He doesn't give a shit about their opinion is what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. I'm still just, like, up in the air with this whole brand split thing.
I'm very much against the brand split, but I will say it was a good little tension thing. It's basically nothing really changes out of this, really, if you think about it. But I think what's really good was, well, you said Shane's promo. Even Stephanie, she came in hard at the end, too. It's like, I had to work twice as hard as you did. And like, not really, because we know, but...
No, she did. She was there holding it down when Shane was off doing whatever the fuck
no,
he was
what
doing.
No, what I mean was what she was saying with that is like, oh, I worked harder than you or whatever. Like, no, you were kind of born into it. I get where she's coming from. She's trying to pull the whole, like, women are held down and she has to break through. She's on this big feminist kick, which is cool.
She don't want to hold them down. What has she done for the women?
What did she
main events for a SummerSlam?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Didn't she fight one of the Bellas? She took a spot from one of them. What the hell is she talking about? No,
They weren't there yet.
Didn't she win that match, though?
Yeah, she won it.
Yeah,
because Nikki turned heel. but she's doing her whole feminist stick, which is cool. It gives a nice character layer to her. And Shane was just like, hey. And I like how they finally address why Shane's still there kind of thing, where Vince is like, you earned the respect of me for what you're willing to do for the business by jumping off that hell to say, like, you can say that.
They addressed that the next night, Justin. You just weren't willing to accept it.
No, he didn't. They just said, well, I always wondered what it'd be like for you to run Raw. Well, what the hell?
No, it's not. Said that the next. Go back and watch it, though.
We will.
Tweet us with the hashtag PWTR for the very last time and tell Justin that he's fucking wrong.
No, we're going to watch this after. I swear, he didn't mention that once. He's like, you know what? I was wondering what it'd be like for you to run the show. What the hell? That's how it went down.
He said, when I watched you up there, I didn't realize the length that you were willing to go to get this. I didn't realize how much it meant to you. Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Oh, my God, you're so
Dave,
wrong.
Did you watch the show? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
It was like, fuck.
When I watch Wrestling, man, once you go past like a 10-minute segment, I just start to zone out at this point.
I'm telling you, he didn't say shit about it. It didn't address
the point. I swear to you, he said that.
No, he didn't.
I swear to you, I promise he said that.
Well, you're wrong, so it is what it is.
Okay, and we're going to go back and I'm going to show you how you're wrong.
And then when you're wrong, we can't do another show where you admit you're wrong, so I'm just going
to... I'll tweet it out.
Okay, we'll do that.
At PWTR Manny, at PWTR Justin. I don't know how long those handles are going to stay the same, but yeah.
Yeah, I think we're just going to keep it nostalgic about adding fucking... But anyway, I like how they finally addressed it because Manny's on crack, and then
I went to into a whole thing about how beautiful that was, and you were so hung up on the fact that it negated everything that happened at WrestleMania.
Because it did. But
oh, it did.
Yeah, sure. No,
like, Vince there for a second. Damn.
Because it did. Yeah, you're German. Yeah, thank God. Sean.
Sounds like a devil.
Take it off, Sean.
Take it off, Sean.
Take it all off.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, nothing really changes out of this. But it was just a nice little segment. It didn't have to be 20 minutes. I could have done it. Honestly, I thought he was going to be like, you know what?
I have to zone out when I see that kind of stuff, man. You make me want to flip the channel. I don't understand why. And wrestling has honestly been like this since the Attitude Era. You got all these segments lasting like 30 minutes. I'm like, Jesus Christ, get to the point.
You know, honestly, when I thought it was the main event, I thought they were, oh, God, and they're in Detroit. Man, Eric Bischoff is going to come out. It's going
to
be great.
Yeah, yes. That's what I was looking forward to. I'm like, I'm frankly disappointed that they gave us the cookie-cutter, like, straightforward ending to that whole thing where we just have Stephanie on Raw and Shane on SmackDown. Like, I thought, like, hey, this is too aligned. They're going to have somebody else come out.
Eric Bischoff was my pick. I was like, he's going to come back.
Bischoff was the first pick. Is it 2003 again? We got Blink-182 making an album again. We got Pokemon is more popular than ever. Friggin' people want Eric Bischoff to be the GM. What is going on?
I never not liked Eric Bischoff
as
GM.
Eric Bischoff as GM is
best
perfect.
GM.
Because he's my favorite GM.
He's the best.
Easily. Easily.
Were you going to say Teddy Long? No.
Fuck that.
John Laurinaitis?
That's my Mickey favorite
Guerrero.
I honestly think Raw was better then, because it was a little bit more about the
it
wrestling.
It was way better. And plus, I mean, I'll give a shout-out to Kurt Angle being GM, because he was funny, but besides that, but...
Kurt Angle was GM?
Yeah, he had a broken leg. It was a funny shit when he was GM.
Oh, man. Yeah. I remember Commissioner Foley. That was some of the best shit ever.
Commissioner Foley.
Yeah,
Commissioner
pretty...
Slaughter.
Commissioner Regal.
Oh, Commissioner Regal.
Yeah, that was great.
Chief Morley.
Chief Morley. Val Venus. All right. But yeah, nothing really changes here. It is what it is. And for wrestling.
You can hear how much of a shit we give about this.
Yeah, for real.
And nobody cares. I mean,
the commissioner. I mean, hey. But I do care about is you should all go watch Shinsuke Nakamura vs. Finn Balor on the network now on NXT. Really good match. And you should watch the Cruiserweight Classic. This is the best thing WWE's done since the inception of NXT on the network. Go watch Cruiserweight Classic. It's has a real sports feel to it. And it gives you enough to care about the characters you're watching wrestle. You're getting all this good. And the commentary, my God, Mark Ronello is the greatest announcer of all time. Beats JR by New York.
What?
Yes.
What the hell? I didn't see this.
Mauro Ranallo.
And he's not even disagreeing. What the hell?
Yeah, I got to hear this.
Mauro Ranallo is better than JR.
I know he's good. I just haven't heard enough of him to make that claim.
Once you watch one episode of the Cruiserweight Classic, first match, you'll be like, okay, he's better than JR. It'll hit you. Because it's like, he gets it.
I don't know about that. Because we can... Okay. You know when you're great when people are quoting you 10 years later.
You wait. You
That's
wait.
Great.
That man has a family.
Like, it's a mainstream thing now when people do those JR memes.
Yeah, it is, but I'm...
I got his broken in half.
I'm not... This is not
God is my witness. Stone Cold.
The boyhood dream has come true. No, wait, that's the wrong guy.
But that's
no
wonder.
I know. What a maneuver.
First of all, how could you not see that this is a marketing failure? No one, who the hell cares if this guy's living his dream? You care about when he gets an opportunity to realize his dream, but when he's doing it, nobody gives a crap about that. Nobody cares about the destination. You want to see the journey. Why did they make that a thing? That's why he failed.
Oh, poor Shawn.
Who failed?
Shawn Michaels.
Well, his run failed, that first run.
Well, the company failed.
The company.
The atmosphere failed. It wasn't just Shawn Michaels.
Diesel failed.
Diesel failed, yes.
He failed this city.
Oh, well, all the Arrow references in the world.
You know, it's history.
Yeah. But yeah.
Remember when Kevin Nash was writing episodes of WCW?
Dude, he could have been GM of Raw, Commissioner of SmackDown. He was Secret Detroit.
You need to say, thank you, Mr. Nash. You need to respect me, punk. Thank you, Mr. Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Nash. You remember
that?
Who do you say he thought CM Punk worked at, like a Waffle House?
Yeah.
That's where
you're an indie vanilla, indie-rific midget.
In my Chizek. Where's my Chizek?
Why do people... I never liked Kevin Nash. I always thought he was boring.
No, Kevin Nash is cool. Not as Diesel, Kevin Nash.
I thought he was cool in Wolfpack, and that was about it.
Yeah. You know, he had a slight cool factor, but his matches were always boring. I always
knew
he would have a boring.
Good work.
Well, see, I was a kid. I didn't... About match quality. I ain't no
shit
about that.
I did. I knew Rey Mysterio. I was going to see something really cool. I knew the slow guys. Like, nobody. And people didn't even pick him in the video games. That's when you know you suck. And when I was playing in the video games, I was like. I don't want to play as a Big Show in a video game, especially when you get that damn demo. You got your cousins over. That's the only thing you can play, and you got to pick the main character.
I'm dead.
This is
so true, too.
You're playing the campaign, and then they force you to play as Big Show.
Nah.
And the game spot has a 9.0, and it goes straight to a 6, and you go play as a Big Show for the next 3 hours.
Ain't nobody want to play with Kevin Nash.
Or the Big Show.
Yo, you know, I've
never played as
Kevin Nash. That's not a thing.
I will
Everybody wants to be Goldberg.
Yeah.
That's the show.
Hell yeah!
I remember many people wanting to be Triple H back in the day, though.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Triple H was always cool.
Speaking of Quick members, shout out to
Scott
Hall.
Time out. Before we get to Scott Hall, that was the question I had. Stephanie is going to be running Raw. Where the fuck is Triple H in this whole equation?
NXT. That's the question.
Yeah, it looks like he's trying to take Motorhead. He's probably trying to, you know, start up Motorhead again.
Yeah, why not?
He looks like Lemmy Shoot. He may as well.
He modeled his beard style after what he
did. I'm just saying, like, we just dropped the whole Thornton thing and had Reed step out there by herself, like, as if she's not married to the game. I mean, she made a point of saying it.
Dude, that was a pretty cool one. There's only one game and I'm married. Slap. Like, yeah.
Well, she's been sort of being on for 3 years now. Like, they should probably end that by now.
Well, it is kind of over now.
A couple months ago.
Yeah, because sure, Triple H, yeah, that's when we saw Triple H in, like, WWE Raw was WrestleMania, so.
So they never officially, did they officially end it, or WrestleMania, that was kind of
it? Well, it's just basically Shane McMahon joining him kind of ends it a little bit.
I hate when they do that. They never have official even the cool feuds, like, back then, they never had official closure where it's over.
But this could be building up to Triple H versus Shane.
That would be really cool. Have they ever done that?
I think they have back in, like, you know, when he was feuding with Vince or whatever, Shane probably stepped in for a second.
I would like that. That sounds like a SummerSlam match.
Yeah, didn't they fight with DX, too? If I remember right.
I don't know. I'm busy looking up this Raw after WrestleMania for you.
Oh, God. Okay. But yeah, Scott Hall, shout out to him real quick. Coolest guy in the clique, by far.
That is the worst thing you ever do to a wrestler. He should have been a world, multiple time world champion. He should have been the face of the company at that point. Had everything. He had the look, he had the mic skills, and he could work his ass off.
Hell yes.
Biggest waste, even in WCW.
Like, Shawn Michaels is the best member of the clique, but Scott Hall is the coolest member of the clique.
Absolutely.
That's true. Yeah, definitely.
And Triple H is probably the second greatest, right?
Second greatest? Well,
according to Bret Hart. Not unless you're talking to Bret.
I'm talking about the quick. I'm talking to Bret. I mean,
who's the greatest name? Shawn?
Shawn, yeah.
I don't think so. I think Triple H surpasses him.
I don't know. Shawn's a better worker.
Sure. We got to talk about the greatest ever. I'm not even sure. I love Shawn, but I'm not sure.
Oh, we had a whole last Mark Standing episode about that.
Yeah, Duke picked Vince as the greatest of all time.
Man,
you picture place like you fight guys pick both boring and
honestly, it is between Stone Cold and Undertaker.
You're just gonna like
as what? Oh my God, I will dominate you in an episode of Last Mark Standing.
Actually, you know what? Surprise, Last Mark Standing. All right, Stone Cold, we can pick Dave.
Oh God,
damn, I ain't prepared for that.
No, it doesn't matter. We're doing this. This doesn't matter.
Undertaker.
Triple H, yes.
All right, last mark standing. Okay, fight. David, you go first.
Triple H could do more things. He's better at more things. A lot more. Fuck that. I'm laying out my argument, goddammit. Triple H was better at everything than Undertaker, basically, except for his iconic status. Triple H had longevity. He was great on the mic. He was versatile. He could be a heel and a face. He was great in the ring, and he was a compelling character. And, yeah, Undertaker, for as much as I love him, he was shit on the mic. And he had longevity. Yeah, basically the thing against him is his mic skills.
All right,
and,
David, your thoughts?
Yeah,
Undertaker to me, what gives him a notch over Stone Cold, even though Stone Cold is my favorite wrestler ever. Undertaker has a higher collection of matches that are like considered one of the greatest of all time. Stone Cold got hurt and couldn't really do that stuff anymore, so he had to become the Undertaker.
Why is Undertaker better than Triple H?
Undertaker, I know, but that's. Because I said before, it was.
Oh, you're setting Undertaker. Up. Okay, I see.
Yeah. Right, so why he's better than Triple H? First of all, Undertaker has a lot more better matches than Triple H. Than Triple H's, I almost said discography. Than his wrestling.
Half of them with Triple H.
Not half. Absolutely not. He has a lot of great stuff. People like Shawn Michaels. He's got some stuff with Stone Cold. He's got some stuff with Kurt Angle, that triple threat with The Rock and Kurt Angle, one of the greatest triple threat matches of all time. This guy always, always shows up. There have been plenty of times where sometimes, you know, it has to deal with the fans, but even if you look at the match with Chris Jericho without the fans, it was a normal match. It wasn't all that great. There have been times where Triple H went to WrestleMania, and he didn't exactly have a great match. Case in point, this past WrestleMania.
Roman Reigns is not a terrible wrestler. This guy can actually fight. He's been having great matches with everybody. So Triple H, you know, there's a lot of plenty of times where he didn't have a good match. Triple H honestly didn't really come into his own up until after that injury in 2001, was it? When he came back in 2002, that was when he was Triple H. Because 2000 Triple H, nobody cared. 1999, he was not over at all. I don't care what the history books try to say. He wasn't really all that interesting. He was kind of generic. So Undertaker, by that point, he had already solidified himself as a legend. He could have retired by then, and he'd still be at least top five. Undertaker, most importantly, he has the gimmick, and he transcends wrestling. There was a rap song by Meek Mill, I don't remember it, where he used the Undertaker's theme song. Now, Triple H is popular, but I wouldn't consider him someone that transcends wrestling. Undertaker, people know the guy's theme song. This guy is one of the first things you think of when you think about wrestling. Ric Flair, Rock, Stone Cold, Undertaker is definitely up there. The Undertaker has the greatest gimmick of all time. It is something he managed to convince us that a zombie/ghost is real. And he did that for years on end, and nobody cared. This guy was appearing out of nowhere. The lights would turn off, but nobody cared because he convinced you. And that is the most important thing that anybody can do. There are a bunch of Hollywood actors that can't convince us with all the CGI that they are who they are. But Undertaker does it without any special effects. That's why I think he's the greatest.
Of the Undertaker's five top matches, two of them are with Triple H. Both of them occurred at WrestleMania. And you could even argue the one that he had in the previous WrestleMania, like 2003, was it?
You mean 2017?
Yeah, 17. That was 2001, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Was it that one, really?
Yeah, that was where it
That was
footage.
A great WrestleMania. Holy fuck. But anyway.
Best WrestleMania.
Yes, it was. But anyway, you're going to throw out Triple H's latest match against Roman Reigns? Is like, that's going to be the be-all, end-all to show how...
I mentioned that was just an example. Yeah,
okay, do you want me to throw out Undertaker and Brock Lesnar when he lost the streak? Do you want me to throw out Undertaker and Brock Lesnar when he had to resort to a low blow?
It was a Greek tragedy.
No, fuck that. Fuck that. I'm talking about match quality. I'm talking about match quality here.
For the record, I'm not the one that came up with that theory.
But my God, it's a PWTR classic. It started a debate.
God, Greek tragedies.
So many Greek tragedies.
Man, that's great.
All right, continue the fight.
But no, man. But the one thing you can't get past is that the Undertaker was shit on the mic. He never, ever had a... You can't name one single promo that you consider great.
What about his first shoe promo? Hold on.
I'm talking about WWE.
He was actually... His WWE Raw shoe promo. It's a very underlooked promo. This guy could especially
Sean
his biker game.
Always better.
Oh, one moment when this guy's like 65.
You don't think about the Undertaker, think about his biker days, David. Get the fuck out of here.
It is still a part of his legacy, whether people want to remember it or not. You got to let it go, people.
That's fine, but you were talking about the Deckman gimmick being the greatest gimmick of all time. What did he do on the mic in the Deckman gimmick that would have been compelling?
David.
Bang! I win.
wait a minute. No, my internet. I was having a hard... I'm breaking up. Undertaker, do you remember when did the promo where he... And it was one of the greatest ever. So that is why I think that he is one of the best on the mic ever, simply because of the promo right there.
Oh, my God. Okay. Round's over. Fight's over. I'm not going to judge it. You know what? Tweet us on hashtag PWTR. Who won? David or Manny? You decide. Epic rap battle in history.
I'm dead.
I know it was a great, it was an amazing promo, man. It brought me to tears.
Whatever.
Show up, Oscar.
Okay, guys. All right. Going way back to what started this whole conversation, Mauro Ranallo is better than JR. You should go listen to the Cruiserweight Classic. Cruiserweight Classic's really good. Daniel Bryan compliments him really well. Give it a watch. You won't regret it. Anyway, to close out the show. I think it's time. We pretty much went down memory lane this entire show, so it should be too hard. But, guys, PWTR is coming to an end. We're almost done. So.
Are you going to cry because we're leaving?
You're kicking us out, man.
Eviction notice is on the door. But
I don't understand. I don't understand why Jay would do this to us. But, you know, I just hope that he's okay.
Yeah, fuck you. Well, fuck you.
I just... So this is our last words, man?
Yeah, this is, well, we're going to give some memories and we'll do our last words, but... Favorite moments of PWG. David, you're here the longest, even though you left a year ago. So,
yeah.
Some thoughts.
I
your favorite stuff.
I had so
what
many.
What PWTR favorites. Means to you?
PWTR means, the first thing I think of PWTR is I think of opportunity. I think of all the opportunity that I was given and all the times I was given the ball and all the times that I dropped it. I remember
right on the ground.
I remember Jay like just literally kicked me up off the street and said, "Hey, you want to do the show?" And I was like, "Sure." And you know, I honestly thought I was afraid because I thought I offended him by calling him and Charlie a bunch of marks, but they actually went with it and they loved it. So when I think of PWTR, I think of chances. I think of all the times that I have messed up and I was still given another opportunity. I remember when I was the host of the show and I completely failed so badly that we deleted the episode from the archives.
But
I
was still allowed, though.
I was still allowed to
participate, but I was a fan. That was such a bad episode.
Yeah. I was still just given chance after chance after chance. So I want to thank Jay. And I guess my favorite moment, I can't say it because we've been planning that. My other favorite moment. Is,
you can say whatever you want.
No. I'm gonna let Justin do it. But yeah, my other favorite moment is Jesus. It was off air, but it just shows how much friends we are because when the show ends, that doesn't mean we stop talking to each other.
Oh,
most
no,
of my favorite stuff
just,
happens.
Wait, you don't just disconnect? What the fuck? You guys disconnect me all the time. The fuck? You talk afterwards? Shit. Go ahead,
David. My favorite stuff happens off of the air. So my favorite one has got to be it's between Justin when I sent him a meme of Martin. You know, actually, you know,
oh.
in light of what's going on, I'm not going to say that. My other favorite moment is
Martin
deciding. Jesus, man, I'm not even sure if I can say this stuff on the air.
Yeah,
right.
It's our last episode. Do it.
Kofi Kingston. We were trying to come up with a new name for him, and me and Charlie went on literally for half an hour straight. Of possible names, and Jay just went completely insane, and he managed not to fire us, so I love it. That kind of stuff. Playing Grand Theft Auto together.
Well, it's not the end of that, per se, but...
Oh, yeah, that's still happening.
Oh,
I mean, we're about to play 2K right after we get off this call, right?
Yep. Hell yeah.
But listen here. So, David...
I mean, just as long as Justin isn't the point guard, because you can't be point guard no more.
Oh,
not
yeah. happening. But no, I think I can be. If you let me be Westbrook, I can do it really well.
Nah, fuck that. No. No.
He's too fast.
Man,
I'm
how the fuck do you fuck up Steve Nash?
I'm better as Westbrook, though. I'm not very good as Steve Nash. But
whatever.
Regardless, okay. Manny, what does PWTR mean to you?
In look, I appreciate the sense of community that I've gotten out of this PWTR show that we've been doing. I've been doing for the past 2 years or so. Like, even before that, when I was a fan and when I watched Jay Dub's first video in the comment section and then found out that there was a podcast that he did and found out that there was a live chat for Raws every Monday that we used to do. We don't still go do that, right?
No.
God, I miss those. But it was fun. And you know, now that I've been a host and getting the chance to interact with all the fans and give my opinion up there and have my opinion critiqued and have – some of the dumb shit that I've said, you know, like, you know, Adam Rose being pissed. So.
There it is. Let's wait the entire shit.
Nah, it's just been a blast, man, to be able to interact with the fans and sit down and begrudge how bad Raw is together or mark out at some of the insane shit that happens together. It's been wonderful to interact with all of these fans. You know, shout out to WWE Girl 28, which is Aisha Bass.
Yep.
Or shout out to Aunt Matt, which is like Slade Wilson now or something like that now.
Yeah, pretty good.
You know, shout out to Hoodies 26 or 28. Who?
Oh, yeah, my man.
He was my man. And, wait, isn't that Dawson?
No.
Dalton is Dalton Carter.
Yeah, Dalton. Basically. Yeah, shout out to Dalton, too. Why not?
Shout out to Dalton and fucking DJ Cash, when he was a fan, too.
Lucas,
and not just
and everyone,
Lucas.
Everyone. Charlie.
Man, yeah. we have some PWCR regulars out there, and I you know, through this show, being able to meet them and interact with them has been a fucking blessing. Shout out to Sad Clippers fan too. Y'all gonna make it one day.
Oh yeah, that's my man.
Gonna make it
one day. Now I'm rooting for y'all.
But Manny, we do have to go in before we get into my stuff. The fact that you, let's look at your. I'm not even trying to talk shit right now. Look at your audition video to get on the show. The effort you put in, that's your passion to be here, kind of a thing. And I mean, you should go more. Like, you know more about it than I do. But man, I just look at Manny, and I'm not trying to, like, you know. You know, mushy and all that gay shit. But besides that, what I'm saying is Manny is very passionate, very intellectual. And that's what I see at him. And David, funniest motherfucker around.
David is a fucking man.
David's a man. Like, David's OG, okay? You kids now turning in, like, those bots listening to us every week. You gotta understand.
Like, you Twitter eggs. I'm here talking shit about David. Get off my man, cuz.
Yeah, Twitter eggs. And David's just the man, okay? That's how it is. Duke's pretty funny, too. Duke's insane.
That dude is amazing.
Duke's funny, but he's not being an asshole.
Even when he's an asshole, he's kind of hilarious. I mean, hey.
Duke is a Hall of Famer, man. That's a PWTR legend.
Duke? Okay. Well, he's getting the first round bout besides me. But, yeah, what PWTR means to me, basically. It's been
after the steroid scandal, you can't be in the Hall of Fame anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Damn it. But I love my HGH.
not after the shoot videos and subtweeting. I don't know.
I didn't subtweet ever.
You'll get it one day. I'm going to fight for you.
Really?
You know, I never subtweeted. Never. Not once. It was a different time. But yeah, I guess you look at PWTR to me, it's like a long, very varied road I had. And it's been a lot of ups. There's a few downs, but they were downs. And
shit, those were plunges. Those weren't downs.
Okay, motherfucker. I'm not with you.
Oh, man. Okay.
But yeah,
Liz.
I've always been grateful for the chance I got with my.
Remember that time on the show when I said niggery?
Or oh, my God.
Dude, and you remember the time you said it again?
Right now? Oh, well, we might as well throw a Crispin Wall out there, too. I mean, shit. But, yeah.
I got off that call, and I was like quiet as shit for a second. I'm like, Jay, I'm sorry. I'm just sorry.
For the love of God, he's not going to the Hall of Fame. Jesus, man. You people make me feel some type of way.
You people.
But yeah, I've had this long run road. I've always been grateful for that pretty. I've turned in a shitty audition video. I got a chance. I failed. I got five. But man,
you were the one audition video that I saw that I was like, this guy has no shot.
And then what do you know?
I turned in and I listened to the show and I'm like, this motherfucker?
This
really?
Guy.
All because he liked Katy Perry.
And Glee. but I hang my head held high. I don't even know how. Like, David, you're campaigning hard for Brandon. Shout out to Brandon, too. Over here.
Brandon, that's my Australian wombat.
You guys are both assholes.
I love Australia, man. Hey, man. Everybody's talking about Hollywood, man. Australia got all them tax incentives. You need to start filming movies over there, man. That place is great. Great, great stuff over there, man. Barbecue, women, movies, Mad Max. seriously, man, Brandon is really cool. He did it.
Women. Women.
What?
Okay.
What? Huh?
I'm trying to make my closing statement for the last 20 goddamn minutes. You know, we're going to do it.
It wouldn't be PWTR if I didn't touch you.
All right, I'll end it up right quick. I just want to say I'm grateful. That's pretty much it. And I'm happy. This is not the end. This is the end of PWTR, mind you, but this is the end of Manny. It's not the end of David. Not the end of me. We got stuff coming.
It's not
coming.
The end of me. I'll be around.
I just said it's not.
Oh, it sounded like it is.
What I'm saying is it's not the end of Manny. It's not the end of David. It's not the end of me. We're going to still be here doing maybe some other shows popping up here and there. We'll be doing Empire Live here occasionally.
I want y'all to know that no matter what happens in the future, I went out last March champion. All right, last Mark Sanchez champion, right here, this guy.
I guess this is the point where I have to say
I put you over. I put you over.
I guess
my internet lagged.
My internet.
I just gave it to you.
All right. I guess we're gonna do this here. Manny, relinquish your belt. It's no longer in the history book.
Fuck you.
Because this is the big announcement. Last Mark Standing is coming to a full-time show every month with the new host. And, yeah, we're going to take part in that, too. Last Mark Standing is its own show now, guys, so that's pretty exciting. So this is the end.
Woo!
But, yeah, I just want to say, basically, thank you. And that's where I come from. Everyone who's listening, Jay, everybody, Charlie, Stu, Matthew.
John Morrison.
Matthew.
This man.
Brandon. Dalton, Cass, Lucas, Manny, David, Justin, we thank all of you.
Stu,
I said Stu and Matthew. Man, all hosts don't even listen to me. But yeah, this is it. And use the hashtag PWTR the last time. And I guess it's time we get our monkey ass off the call. Peace.